I remember one time being at an airport and I was like so frustrated. And I'm like, how could I quickly change my attitude here? Oh, I know. I'm just going to give the lady my credit card and tell her the next 10 people behind me, just ring it up. I'm going to stand around the corner, get a little of what God has for me, and then I'm going to come back and get my credit card.
Welcome to Family Life Today, where we want to help you pursue the relationships that matter most. I'm Shelby Abbott, and your hosts are Dave and Ann Wilson. You can find us at familylifetoday.com.
This is Family Life Today.
All right, so we're talking about one of your favorite topics in the world today.
We totally are. I'm really excited.
Yeah, and our listeners are like, what are we talking about?
Giving.
I know.
Giving.
You love it. Brings life to your soul.
Okay.
And it drives me crazy sometimes.
I know it does, but listen to these stats. When you give, your brain releases beneficial hormones that lift your mood. You feel more open, more alive, and more grateful. See? Giving makes you happy.
Okay, we're going to talk about today. We got Brad Formsa with us. And that quote, by the way, came from his book, I Like Giving. What a book title. Talk about, you know, who you are, what you do, because this is sort of your life. I Like Giving is not just a title. It's who
your
you
lifestyle.
Are, right?
Yeah, it is true. It's actually the name of our ministry. You know, funny how names come about. Hmm. I'll take you back. It's 2007, and we're in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And our kids, here they are, you know.
How many kids?
Three kids. So my oldest is Dan, and then Drew, and then Gracie.
All right.
So at the time, they were like 12, 9, and 6. And I find a newspaper article. And there's a picture of a Sudanese father and son. The article goes on to explain how they came to America, lost friends, family, tragic situation, and all they had was clothes on their back and a few bikes. I read the article to the kids, and what I didn't tell you is later in the article, it became clear somebody came along and stole their bikes.
Ooh. Oh.
So I just asked a question, right? That's like the parent pro tip number one here for our, just engage the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, what should we do? And my oldest son said, we got to go get them bikes. Let's go get them bikes. I'm an activator. We jump in our minivan, all the kids and my wife and Laura, and head to the bike store, buy two bikes, put them in the back. So we pull up to the first stoplight, and this is perfect because it's family life and marriage today, right?
Mm.
And this is what we're talking about.
Right,
so
right.
My wife looks over and says, hey, activator guy, do you know where they live?
Activator guy?
No, I don't know where they live, but I got the newspaper article right here. We got a little picture of where they, you know, and it says the sponsoring church, you know, but like there's no other direction.
Hey, Grand Rapids isn't a small city.
I know.
Big.
We
yeah.
learned that the hard way. So we called the church. Some guy, you know, gets on the phone and that set off a 4-hour wild goose chase because he told us, oh, it's on the south end of town. You know, so we literally took that information with bikes in the back and some Cheerios for my daughter. And off we went and up and down all these streets. And because of that picture, we finally went down a street and we could recognize the house because there was a green hose reel.
Really?
And we got a hold of these people and we just said, hey, we want to bless you. Because of the language barrier, all they could say was, I like bike. I like bike. And so that's how I Like Giving got started, because I would just tell the I Like Bike story and then people would send us their I Like stories of I Like Taco Bell or I Like Down Coats. And that was the beginning.
So, I mean, when you found that family, was it something that started this already happened in your family. Did it start something even in your kids?
That event didn't just happen. So mm-hmm. there's a pre-decision, pre-story to this in terms of my growing up 10, 11, 12 years old as the oldest of five and tagging along with my grandpa who owned a commercial baking company. I would just see him on Saturday mornings as we would bake these specialty loaves of bread, model generosity of his time and his words and his money. and his attention and just different ways I would see him influence, express this. And those were seeds that were being planted in little Brad's life back then.
What did the conversation sound like on your way home from giving this family the bikes?
It started with one of the boys in the way back of the van said, "Dad, you know, I know we were going to go to the water park today. This was so much better."
Oh.
And it's actually in that moment that, you know, that verse, right, where it says it's more blessed to give than receive.
Right.
When kids get this, and this is why I'm giving my life away to this message. This is why the work of Generous Family is so prevalent today, is because we see the power of when kids experience the joy of giving early. Just so powerful.
How do you teach that? Obviously, you model it from what you just showed, but I mean, we live in a culture, it's always been this way. I mean, every parent knows you hand two kids one Twinkie and there's going to be a war over who gets the most, you know, or a cookie or whatever. It's like we love getting. It isn't in our DNA to love giving. So how do you teach that?
Don't follow us. We're not perfect on this. But here's some things we did that we think really were part of the story and helping our kids say today, we grew up very differently than we could have. And we love how we were brought up and we live this way. It's just like, it's like breathing. It's natural. So for the first one was my wife and I, and her coming from a different family of origin around money and me coming from a different one, right? So on my side, there was just a lot of extreme giving. My grandpa was pretty generous in how he lived. And Laura's family had a little different approach on it, how they communicated it. So that took a little bit for her and I to get synced up.
Yeah.
But then we decided, like, we just want to make a pre-decision that we want to live generously. So I think that's number one. You have to just put the stake in the ground. We want to move at living outside of ourselves and others oriented.
So Brad, what if you do have a spouse that's not on the same page? Like you said, you guys kind of figured that out.
Yeah.
That can be difficult sometimes.
It really is. I mean, one of the lines I learned from one of my guests on our Wow Factor podcast is start to start. We know God doesn't usually, he kind of paints with lines that aren't so straight. So this is a jaggedy, you know, you're going to have bumps in the road, potholes. I came home one day when we were back in business. My wife's standing there with a letter from an organization and she's like, "We gave him X thousands of dollars. Can we afford to do this?" And what do? The dumb guy thing, right? No, didn't I? I thought I said, no. Remember, didn't I bring up that maybe that we gave to, like, you know, to me, it was a walk-off home run, easy gift giving idea. And so we decided, hey, what if we create some kind of a threshold not to go over? So for us, we picked 500. I mean, it doesn't matter. It could be 50. It could be five. The idea was let's get into agreement and let's quit being frustrated that somebody's over giving. Worked perfect for 6 months. And then one day she came in, she was balancing the checkbook. She's like, "How come there's so many $450 checks?"
You want to give a guy $900, you just split it in half, huh?
It's the workaround, right? So I would encourage somebody, because there's a gas pedal and a brake. Just if you forget anything I say, just remember that day pulling up to that stop sign with two bikes in the back of a car, no direction. There's a gas pedal and brake in this, and they work really good together. But if one person's just foot on it all the time, it's you're going to just not be so good.
Yeah, I mean, that's good wisdom because that describes us a little bit. I mean, I have, and we both make this decision, but we have the tithing check. And I've always said, I used to say this as a pastor, as I always wanted my check to the Lord, to a church, to whatever you're tithing to be bigger than any other check I write every month, you know, bigger my house payment. And it always has been. So I have that in my head. And so I'm like, okay, we're good. We're beyond 10%. Okay, that's great. And then I'll look over and she's throwing $50, $100 to some person we don't know. And that becomes, and we joked about it at the beginning, but that has become somewhat of a tension because I'm like, we're giving to our max here. And now you're adding to it. But that's a good conversation that we've often haven't had.
Yeah. Well, and I think one person, me, can feel like, but of course, why wouldn't we say yes to this? But I think it's good to have the break too, because I think you're really important where I would just probably, we'd be poor and on the street because I'd give it all away. I don't think Jesus would let us maybe do that, but it's good to have both. I agree. I think that's really wise.
Yeah. Laura has been great for me on the whole break thing because I think you and I would be like kindred spirits on that. But I also think you kind of grow into it. Mm-hmm. And as we know, the world of the generous, right? This is right out of the scriptures. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy, smaller and smaller. So I believe in the first fruits idea of giving first. I think that just softens our heart. I think what my grandpa modeled to me and now what we teach in our homeschool program, generous students, or in our school program, we're teaching the seven ways. And I think what's important about this is showing through scripture how we can be generous with our words. Mm-hmm. Boy, do we know what that's like. Or generous with our attention and our money. I don't want to diminish the importance.
But there's other ways. Yeah.
Generous with our thought life. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I mean, am I giving the benefit of the doubt? Oh, that's not giving. Well, it is. It says giving the benefit of the doubt. How am I doing with my influence?
So this generous giving idea, you have a homeschool program.
Yeah, it's called Generous Students. So you get it at generousfamily.com. We started from our book and our online videos 10 years ago, getting reports of families saying, hey, we're homeschooling. We want to teach our kids the generous life. So we went out and found some of the greatest homeschool teachers and families and all this and parents and just said, we created a 26-week program that allows them every day to have something to touch on the generous life. Mm. There's generosity heroes in there from the Bible and from today, but we're always big on engaging scripture and everything, not just putting a verse on top, but how do you live this out? When kids live it out, when it's experiential, when they experience the joy, that's when it gets real and real fun.
And it can be simple, I think, Brad, don't you think?
Absolutely.
It becomes a mindset.
We can overcomplicate it. I always say the reason we've created content for families to engage around the generous life is because I was running into parents and grandparents who are very generous. The 11-year-old, 7-year-old gets when you're, for example, my daughter Gracie one day. I live in Orange County, California. There's a few people that think they're just a little bit better there. I think they're in every city, but we got extra few. So we're at the dry cleaner. And I can hear Mr. Arms cross behind me. Like, you know, when people kind of cross that spatial thing and the doors were open and I know Rosa there because I like to meet people and know their names. And you can see it's hot and the air conditioner must be broken. And he's doing his nonverbal huffing and puffing and breathing. Right. You've been there.
Right on your back.
Yeah. Gracie's with me. And I get up to the counter and I said, Rosa, how many of you are working here today? She's like, four of us. And I'm like, great. So we leave. We weren't two steps out of there. And she looks up at me. I know exactly what we're going to do. You're going to Chipotle to get four iced teas, aren't you? She calls me Chummy. I have no idea where that name came from. But here we go. We did. I'm like, you're right. Exactly. So she must have seen something and then began to connect because she wasn't that old. We go back in. It was, I think, holy pleasure because Mr. Armscross was just kind of wrapping up his order. Rosa, thank you so much for being here. Put those down on the counter. And here's what happened. He was hosed. That's an okay word to say, right? Because as you started this conversation, oxytocin, dopamine, it is produced. God set it up this way. Mm. The giver, the receiver, and the observer. They all get it. Whether you want it or not, baby, it's coming. And so he cracked a smile. Shoulders kind of came up a little bit, a little more, flush in the face. It just does this to you. And we walked out. So for $9, pre-COVID pricing, we got the iced
tea. I thought you were going to say you got a 50 for him, but he got it anyway.
Yes.
Just watching it.
Very important to know this. The giver, the observer, and I could just I don't want to take too many stories, but yeah, it's so great.
No, I mean, your stories in the book are fabulous. I mean, we're reading it and we're reading them to each other.
Yes.
Almost tearing in our eyes, just all these beautiful, generous living stories.
I'm even imagining a family sitting at a dinner table reading these stories because
they're inspiring.
They are inspiring. I have a very similar story. I was with our grandkids. We were at a Walmart and I think they were with us. We were on vacation together. And so I had bought a toy for them. And as we're checking out, I can't remember the cashier's name, super nice, got to know her, called her by name, and she saw some fried chicken in our cart, and she says, boy, does this look good. I wish I had fried chicken for lunch today. And so we got...
That's all she needed to hear.
So
I
we
wish,
got done.
I wish.
And I grabbed Bryce and Autumn, and I said, should we go get some fried chicken for, let's say, Mary? And they said, what do you mean? I'm like, well, it's right there. We could go get her some, and she could have it for lunch. We could get her something to drink. And so we did that. They were pumped. This is a 5 and 3-year-old, pumped out of their minds. So excited about that. We end up taking it to her. She stops everyone in line and she's like, you got me fried chicken for my lunch. This is the best day ever. She kneels down, says, Bryce, thank you. Autumn, thank you. And we walked out of the store. Here's what the kids say. It's exactly what you're saying, Brad. That was better than getting any toy. Hmm. And it's exactly what you know, you've seen, you've experienced. This is better.
It's
and God
better.
Designed it that way.
He did. So, and we get to step into it.
So what do you do with a person that's the brake pedal all the time? They're even listening right now. It's like, yeah, but we don't have enough to give. Yeah. We are tight. I mean, honestly, if you looked at their budget, they probably could give $5 or $10, but they can't give $1,000 or $100.
Yeah.
And so it's always brake. And maybe, because we talked about this earlier, gas pedal, brake pedal, maybe it's two brake pedals in marriage or two gas pedals. What would you say to either side?
Mm. Wow. Well, there's a lot going on in that question. First of all, this is, I think, the brilliance I really see through my own journey of needing to grow in my relationship with Jesus and dependence on him, the 7 ways coming through. Mm. I'm not inclined to be generous with my attention. That's probably one I wish I kind of would have left out. Mm. That for me can be a challenge. And we are in the distraction era, right? I carry 6 ounces of glass, plastic, and technology.
Yeah.
You guys encourage dates. Laura and I regularly go on dates. My word, we're on a date one time and I make the dude dumb comment of like, can you believe all these people in this nice restaurant that are on their phones? And she looks at me with that $1 million smile and says, like you? I thought I was just, you know, in the booth, just quick checking, didn't notice anything.
Don't you love how our wives can just destroy us?
The bias is just like, get out of here. So... are you thinking about things that are pure, right, true, lovely, praiseworthy? So there's generous thoughts. Our second book in the kids series is Ellie the Elephant and the Stinking Thinking, because we don't have to believe and listen to every thought, but we can. What is it like to be generous and clear and specific with our words? Mm. You don't have to be a millionaire. You hardly have to even have minimum wage job to go, boy, I can specifically affirm and build somebody up. You remember it like it happened yesterday,
right?
When it's sincere.
Right. Those words stick.
And we know the other side of not generous words. Those could be decades old and we're still carrying them around.
Right, right.
So I would just say you get to really think forward on your legacy and, you know, play the movie forward, as my buddy Henry Cloud says, right? Play it forward. Where are you at in 30 years? Do you want to live a life where you look back and, hey, we hung on, you know, Stingy won the day. Hey, you got to be wise. I think it's good to plan. But at the same time, boy, there's a lot of fun. And starting to start is part of it. And, I think another thing that I'm so aware of because of the research we do around kids, when kids between the age of 8 and 12 come into contact with learning the generous life, and learning that they were created in God's image, right? He's the most generous being. I just listened to that on my podcast on the treadmill this morning. God is the most generous being. He created us. that he gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us Jesus. And obviously not in these orders, right? Yeah. But not the theologian here. But I'm just saying there's a clear picture of we were created to live generously. That's when kids first establish their morals, their values, and their worldview. And that's why we think it's so important to teach them that it's not about them and get them to learn gratitude daily, weekly, monthly, and learn to be generous. It's right there.
Yeah.
And when we talk so often about teens struggling with anxiety and depression, you're saying this could impact that for sure.
Not only could, I mean, it does. It's just all over the place. The research is, it's not just faith people saying this. Mm. Your anxiety, it's real hard to be depressed. I understand there's clinical situations. It's very hard to be an anxious, driven, depressed, frustrated person when you're given.
Yeah.
I can give you an example. I remember one time being at an airport and I was like so frustrated, right? The flight's late, delayed, on and on and on. I'm getting more amped up. Blood pressure's going up. I think it sure felt like it. Of course, you think nobody around you can notice that you're, you know, steaming off, right? And I'm standing in line. I'm supposed to be the giving guy, as Dave Ramsey says. And I'm like, how could I quickly change my attitude here? Oh, I know. I'm just going to give the lady my credit card and tell her the next 10 people behind me, just ring it up. I'm going to stand around the corner, get a little of what God has for me, and then I'm going to come back and get my credit card.
Come on, you did that. Yeah. 10 people.
Yeah, yeah, and it was really great.
Can you tell she's getting so excited
yeah.
right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's what goes through your head when you hear that.
How much did that cost?
Yeah. That's what I thought. I was doing really good till the seventh person, and then I heard him say, hey, I'll take a bag of that 1 pound of that coffee, and I'm like, oh, no, word's out. But you know what? I had so much fun going back there and picking it up, and it might have been, you know, $60, $70. But the point is this. The fastest way to shift out of a bad mood is to give and be generous. Every time.
I am totally doing that.
Yeah.
With my husband's approval.
You already do that. And I don't want to sound like the downer here.
It's just under 500. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly. ours needs to be 100.
Yeah.
But, again, I'm not against it at all. I love it. But there are times when I'm like, I have the budget in my head and I know where we are on the month. And that's where, I mean, we literally were speaking at a conference in Indianapolis months ago and went out to dinner Saturday night and we're sort of fried. Like we've been speaking all weekend, thousands of people get away, grab a meal. We're walking back to the hotel and sure enough, she sees a lady.
Guy no, it's a man. He was homeless.
On the side of the street, sort of homeless. And I look over and I'm like, of course. There goes 50 or 20. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And she's just, and talked to him.
I only had a $20 bill.
It was 20. And anyway, she was so excited. I'm like, and again, I should have been like, that was beautiful. I'm like, you just took 20 bucks, gave some guy, you know, he's probably faking the whole thing. You know, all those thoughts came to my mind.
And they might be.
Well, Brad, you've mentioned two things. You mentioned the seven ways. We hit some of those, but I want to get into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
And also your book series for kids. Yeah. I think tomorrow we'll talk about that some more, too.
Yeah, let's talk about both those.
Yeah. Wow. I hope this conversation about giving and being generous has really excited you, especially as we celebrate thankfulness today on Thanksgiving. Giving thanks is just that, giving thanks. And when we do it with a sincere heart, it blesses others, certainly, but it also blesses us. I'm Shelby Abbott, and you've been listening to Dave and Ann Wilson with Brad Formsma on Family Life Today. Brad has written a book called I Like Giving, The Transforming Power of a Generous Life. You can get your copy right now by going online to familylifetoday.com or click on the link in the show notes. Or feel free to give us a call at 800-358-6329. Again, that number is 800, F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. Do you follow us on social media? Well, head over to Instagram and find us at Family Life Insta, or head over to Facebook and just look us up, search for Family Life for more regular encouragement about marriage and parenting.
Now, tomorrow, we're going to discover practical tips to raise generous kids. Brad Formsma is going to be back with the Wilsons to talk about how to do that. We hope you'll join us. On behalf of David Ann Wilson, I'm Shelby Abbott. We'll see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a donor-supported production of Family Life, a crew ministry, helping you pursue the relationships that matter most.